Now stay tuned for College Quiz Bowl on NBC.
From the campuses of Lyndon and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Washington and Lee University is all set to challenge the varsity scholars of Fordham University, the school to wind up last year's College Quiz Bowl undefeated. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan. Glad to have you back, Ludden.
Buddy, it's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Tonight, it's the kickoff session for the 1955-56 season. I hope you've all had a good summer and are ready for another exciting season here in the College Quiz Bowl. So, let's get along now with the game and meet these teams. First, we're going up to Fordham University here in New York City, where Fred Collins of station WRCA is on hand to referee for the Fordham University team. Are you there, Fred?
Right here, Alan, and so is the Fordham University team. And they're glad to be back on Quiz Bowl this year. And they aim to stay. And here they are to say hello.
Mark Zivan, New York City.
Bob Ergo, New York City.
Dick Valenti, New York City.
Jonathan Dwyer, Mount Vernon, New York.
There you have the team that won the last game last year. Fordham University's team here in New York City. Now we're going to leave New York and go down south to the Old Dominion State, where Ted Court of station WSLS, Roanoke, Virginia, is standing by to referee for the Washington and Lee University team. How are things at Lexington, Ted?
Fine, Alan. And I want to tell you, these Washington and Lee men expect to give Fordham a battle. And here they are to introduce themselves.
Ed Hood, Birmingham, Alabama.
Jack Lackman from Lexington, Virginia.
Maxwell Caskey, Arlington, Virginia.
Clay Carr, Winchester, Virginia.
Okay, now we've met both teams. Before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. And we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many, many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Okay, Roger, how about the rules?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Fordham University signals, you'll hear... And when Washington and Lee University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and will return next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. It could earn for you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here it is. George Washington Carver specialized in peanuts. For 10 points, what did Grover Cleveland Alexander specialize in? Washington Lee.
Jack Lackman.
Throwing a baseball.
Right, for 10 points, Washington Lee. George Grover Cleveland Alexander specialized in pitching. Okay, Jack Lackman, you won a 30-point bonus for Washington and Lee, and here it is. You know, you work as a team, remember, on these bonus questions, so let's hear from all four of you men now. You know, there are three great inventions. No, there are more than that. I'll start again. Three great inventions are sometimes associated with certain words and sentences. Now, you will get 10 points for Washington and Lee each time you can identify both the inventor and the invention associated with the following. First of all, Mary had a little lamb.
Here's Jack Lackman, Alan.
The invention of the phonograph by Edison.
Right, for 10 points. You know, Jack, why this is associated with the phonograph. Jack, do you know why it's associated with the phonograph?
I believe that was the first song that was played on the phonograph.
That was the first sentence, anyway. Okay, here we go. Now, the inventor and the invention associated with this expression. Mr. Watson, come here, I want you.
Clay Carr this time, Alan.
That was the invention of the telephone by Alexander Graham Bell.
Right, for 10 more points for Washington Lee. Okay, finally. What hath God wrought?
Jack Lackman, once again, Alan.
The invention of the telegraph by Samuel Morse.
You got all 30 points. Okay, here we go with another toss-up question. A 30-point bonus is in the offing. Here's the toss-up for 10 points. The title of what 1922 American play means the hirsute anthropoid? Washington and Lee.
Anthropoid.
Can you take it for them?
Harry A.
Jerry, Jonathan Dwyer.
Just Harry A, yes.
Yeah, there was a time on the... did you hear it? Oh, there was just a minute. Well, I have to explain to our audience. There is a microphone problem at Washington Lee. Were you moving toward the mic to answer that question?
Yes, he was.
All right, Fordham, will you accept that as a reservation there for that pause?
The men say yes, Alan.
All right, fine. What was the answer, Lexington?
The hairy ape.
Right, by Eugene O'Neill, the hairy ape.
Alan, if I might.
What?
That was Max Canty.
Okay, Max, move in fast, but we realize you do have a problem down there, and so you've got a 30-point bonus thanks to the good sportsmanship of Fordham and everybody around here. Here we go now. This is the 30-point bonus for Washington and Lee. It's a fictional place name deal, so think hard here. For 10 points apiece, we want you to tell us, who lived in the hills of the Chankly Boar?
Conference down here.
You can take conferences, but not too long.
That name, please, Alan.
Chankly, C-H-A-N-K-L-Y. Nope, time is called. The Jumblies of Edward Lear's nonsense poem lived in the Chankly Boar. All right. Who was brought up at the castle of Thunder Ten Cause? Washington Lee, time is called. Candide, Voltaire's hero. All right. Who lived out his unhappy life in a town called Starkfield? Anybody in the Washington Lee team?
What's the name of the town?
Starkfield. Starkfield.
No answer.
Ethan Frome, the title hero of Edith Wharton's book. Okay, now before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Roger Tuttle.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 cash award to be administered by the college. Now, this may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 14 minutes to go, the score, Fordham, nothing. Washington and Lee, 50 points. Right back to a toss-up question, and you, Alan.
I got a 30-point bonus coming up, so here we go with a toss-up question. It is, Joe Green would be the literal English translation of the name of a very famous Italian composer. Washington Lee.
Ed Hood.
That was Giuseppe Verdi.
That's right. For 10 points, you interrupted the question, but you got it. Giuseppe Verdi or Joe Green. Okay, Washington Lee, you got a 30-point bonus question. Here it is. It's a question on names in the news. For 10 points apiece, you're to tell us the news story behind each of the following names. First of all, Curtis M. Swango.
Clay Carr.
He was the judge in the recent trial of Emmett Till.
Right, for 10 points. In the... oh, wait. Let's properly identify that. The trial... how would you refer to the trial?
It was the trial of the men who were accused and acquitted of murdering Emmett Till.
That's right. It was the Emmett Till murder case. I mean, the Emmett Till murder case. Thank you very much. You got 10 points for that. All right, now identify this lady. Virginia Ira Furstenberg. Furstenberg. I had to pronounce it like it was spelled.
Jack Lackman, Alan.
She was the Austrian princess who was recently married.
That's right, to a 31-year-old German prince in Venice for 10 points. You got it. Paul Dudley White. Paul Dudley White. Why was his name in the news? Washington Lee, time is called. He's the Boston heart specialist who was called in as a consultant after President Eisenhower's heart attack. Okay, score in time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 12 and a half minutes to go. Washington Lee has 80 points. Fordham still has nothing.
And I have a 30-point musical bonus, and it's a dilly coming up. Here we go with a toss-up that might get it for you. This man's first wife was Zachary Taylor's daughter. He served in the United States Senate and was Secretary of War in 1853 and 57.
but he's much better known for an office that he held later. For 10 points, who is he? No takers? Jefferson Davis, who became president of the Confederacy. All right, here's another toss-up question still coming up. Oh, I knew there'd be a groan from Lexington. All right, I still got a 30-point musical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Identify accurately, or complete accurately, the famous first sentence of a famous first stanza of a famous book which commences, of man's first disobedience. Fordham.
Jonathan Dwyer.
Fordham.
That was...
All right, can you take it, Washington and Lee? Wait just a minute.
That was Milton's...
No. Can you take it, Washington and Lee?
Yes, sir.
Paradise Lost.
Ed Hood, Alan.
Ed Hood? All right, let's hear it.
Oh, that was the first line of Milton's Paradise Lost, of man's first disobedience, and the fruit of that forbidden tree, seeing nothing in you.
All right, the answer, I'm going to throw the question out. Nobody answered it properly. I wanted you to complete accurately the first sentence which began of man's first disobedience. You should have said, and the fruit of that forbidden tree whose mortal taste brought death into the world and all our woe. Okay, here we go. Another toss-up question. Listen carefully to the questions. I cannot repeat them on toss-ups. For 10 points, who recently commented about an event that took place in April 1945? I felt like the moon... Washington and Lee.
Jack Lackman.
Harry S. Truman in his recently published memoirs.
That's right, before I finished it. Harry S. Truman. I felt like the moon, the stars, and all the planets had fallen on me. Okay, you got a 30-point musical bonus, Washington and Lee. Now, this musical question, we're going to ask you to link two unrelated fields, and you will get 30 points if you tell us the timely significance of the titles of each of these two symphonic compositions. All right, first. That's the first one. The second. Hold it. The second one.
Excuse me, you want to hear this?
Now, you have heard the two symphonic compositions. You are to tell me now the timely significance contained in the titles of these two compositions.
Clay Carr.
Alan, that, I presume, refers to the recent meeting of the German chancellors with Russia. Tchaikovsky is Russian and Beethoven is German.
Yeah.
And that was Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Timely, but that isn't as timely as I had hoped. It's that the significance is contained in the titles, and you will find that the titles are Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony and Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and the significance, of course, that we had hoped you'd reach was the score in today's World Series game, Yankees 6, Dodgers 5. That was the significance contained in the title.
Alan, I'm sorry, we got to hold this baseball game for a minute because that's the halftime whistle right there.
And I'm going to take out just a moment to tell you that Good Housekeeping Magazine is the magazine America lives by. And on page 49 of the October issue of Good Housekeeping, there's an article entitled How to Finance a College Education. Now, you know, this very helpful article lists the many ways in which a student can help defray the expenses of going to college. Also, may I remind you that Good Housekeeping awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our college quiz bowl. Okay, that's the whistle. Our time-up period is up, so let's get back to the quiz.
Right, Alan, we have 8 minutes to go. Washington and Lee has 90 points. Fordham has nothing. Back to another toss-up.
And a point bonus coming up. A 55-point bonus coming up, and here it is, the toss-up that could win it for you. You know, lots of nursery rhyme characters are good eaters. For instance, Little Miss Muffet, Jack Sprat and his wife, Little Jack Horner. Now, for 10 points, name a nursery rhyme character who was a good cook. Washington and Lee.
Jack Lackman.
All right.
The Queen of Hearts.
The Queen of Hearts. She made some tarts, and you got it for 10 points, Washington and Lee. Okay, now, work as a team. Get around that one microphone you've got down there at Lexington and help me out here, Ken McGregor. I got to work fast on this one. This is a 55-point bonus. You could earn it, Washington Lee, if you'd work pretty fast. You know, there are 11 states in the Union that have been named after or for specific people. Now, you'll get 5 points each time you can name one of these states and tell us who it was named for. Specifically, you tell us the name, the state, and who it was named for specifically. Okay, Mr. McGregor is ready. Let's go, Washington and Lee.
Virginia was named for the Virgin Queen Elizabeth.
Right.
Washington State was named for George Washington.
Right.
Georgia was named for George III.
George what?
George II.
All right. Okay. Okay.
How many is that?
That's three. Hurry. That's 15 points so far.
Pennsylvania was named for William Penn.
Right.
Clay Clark.
Oh, there are a lot more.
There's a real huddle down here.
Yeah, let's hear you talk.
Maryland was named for Queen Mary.
Queen what?
I'm sorry, for the Virgin Mary.
No, no, I'm sorry. Queen Henrietta Marie of England, that.
I think that'll get credit for that.
All right, time is called. Time is called. Delaware for Lord Delaware, Louisiana for Henry Louis the 14th, New York for the Duke of York, North Carolina for Charles the 2nd. And there you are. You've got a total of 20 points on that one. 20 points on that one. I have a 40-point bonus coming up. Here is your toss-up that could win it. Are you there, Fordham?
Yes, sir.
Let me hear Fordham's audience cheer him. Okay, here we go. A 40-point bonus is coming up. Here's the toss-up. Philip Dormer Stanhope, or Stanhope, is depending on how British you are, Stanhope, once wrote, Philip Dormer Stanhope once wrote, whatever is worth doing at all is worth doing well. Now for 10 points, to whom did he write this? Washington and Lee.
To his son.
To his son, you said? You said right for 10 points. Move in close to that mic, but you got the right answer there. Who was Stanhope? Who was Philip Dormer Stanhope? Who was that, Washington Lee?
Clay Carr.
Clay, who was that?
Chesterfield, Alan.
Yes, Lord Chesterfield. Philip Dormer Stanhope. Okay, you got a 40-point bonus here, Washington Lee. Come in close to the mic, Clay. I can't hear you. The whole team, you got one mic, get around it close. Here's your talk. Here's your bonus question, worth 40 points. Truman beat Taft. Ike beat Harry. Now, for 10 points apiece, you are to name who beat each of the following candidates. Who beat each of the following? Aaron Burr.
Thomas Jefferson.
Right, for 10 points. Thomas Jefferson in 1800. Okay, Horace Greeley. Ulysses Grant in 1872. You did not get it. All right. All right, Samuel Tilden. Move close.
That was Grover Cleveland.
No, Rutherford Hayes in 1876. Who beat George McClellan?
Abraham Lincoln.
Right, for 10 points. Abraham Lincoln. Got a musical bonus coming up, a musical bonus of popular songs. Here is a toss-up. The bonus coming up is worth 30 points. Here's a toss-up that could get it for you. For 10 points, who struck what north of Gaza lately? Recently. Fordham.
Mark Trevan.
I believe oil was struck just north of Gaza by the Israeli government.
Right. Israeli. Okay, Fordham, you're up. Here you go. You got a 30-point musical bonus. It's a mathematical question with music. Now, the title of each song that you're going to hear has a number in it. Listen carefully. You are to multiply the number in the title of the first song by the number in the title of the second song and divide by the number of the title in the third song. And after you've heard them all three, you're to give me a number, an answer, which is to be a figure. All right, here we go. First song. Okay, that's the first one. Multiply by the number of this one.
She was selling China, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wild.
Divide by the number and the title of this one. Okay, are you ready for the number? Can you work those mathematics? Fordham, tell me. What's the number?
Yeah, the third one.
What's the number, Fordham? Worth 30 points.
Dick Valenti, do you have the answer?
No.
No answer?
No, sir.
Oh, the answer. The answer is 17 million. The first one was 17, the second was a $1 million baby, and the third one, the one by which we were to divide, was 1 o'clock jump. Even I could do that mathematically. 17 million was the answer. Okay, I got a 30-point bonus coming up here. Here's a toss-up question that could get it for you. You ready? For 10 points, tell us. According to tradition, what was the Liberty Bell tolling for Washington and Lee?
Jack Lackman.
When it cracked, the Liberty Bell was tolling for the funeral of Chief Justice John Marshall.
By golly, you got the answer before I asked the question. That is exactly what I was thinking. For 10 points, it was tolling for the death of Chief Justice John Marshall. All right, Washington Lee, huddled around that mic, you're doing very well. We got a 30-point bonus here. Now, I'm going to listen carefully. I'm going to quote the first two words of a very famous poem. And you will get 10 points for each two lines of this poem that you can accurately quote in sequence. Okay, the words are, in Xanadu. Work as a team. Accurate.
Down to a sunlit sea.
All right, I will give you 20 points. I will give you 20 points. Down to a sunless sea, period. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground was the last word. We got a little late there. All right,
that time. That is Ed Hewitt, Alan.
But Ed, you did very well. Give you 20 points on that scoring time, Roger.
Alan, we don't have time. You better get, read one quick question.
Okay, here we go with a toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us what biblical beast talked back to Balaam. 10 points. Fordham.
Mark Zivan.
I believe it was a donkey.
Ah, well, give him 10 points.
We'll give him 10 points. Alan, that's it. Time is up. The game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 20 points for Fordham University and 180 points for the winner, Washington and Lee University. To each member of the Fordham University team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnor Watch Company. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Washington and Lee University will receive a $500 cash award from Good Housekeeping Magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Washington and Lee will return next week to meet Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, in this All-American College Quiz game. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Okay, here we go. I want to congratulate Washington Lee. You were great tonight with technical difficulties. More difficult than that. You were great, Washington Lee, and congratulations to you and to the fine men, 4 young men from Fordham, 3 of whom were brand new to the team this year. I want to say to Mark Zivin, Robert Ergo, Richard Valenti, Jonathan Dwyer, you were great. We look for you back at the College Quiz Bowl next year. Now, next week, Washington and Lee meets Northwestern University. And in the weeks to come, we'll have varsity scholars from Hobart and William Smith Colleges in Geneva, New York, and Oberlin College, Oberlin, Ohio. Okay, this is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Fordham University, Fred Collins, Station WRCA in New York, and for Washington and Lee University, Ted Court of Station WSLS, Roanoke, Virginia. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle saying good night.
Monitor takes you everywhere each weekend on NBC Radio.